counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Joel Plaskett.
This is Christina Martin.
Hey, this is Joseph Garmisch from the band Dune.
Hi, this is Sasha Bulat.
Hey, this is Phil Sharma from the band Heat.
Hey, here's Louis from Solid.
Hey, it's Kieran Adams from Diana, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
All right, let's get the countdown started. It is the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Enman, Brian Cleveland, also in studio. We do this every week, counting down the top 20 albums, charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. And Brian's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to that website.
You'll find the National Campus and Community Radio Port again there every single week, bringing you the National Top 50, from which we bring you selections of the top 20 this week for the week ending Tuesday, May 17th, 2000. And 16. And you can also find top 30 charts from over 30 campus and community radio stations across Canada. That becomes the top 50. There's also specialty charts for electronic hip hop, international jazz, loud folk roots and blues, monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and lots more. So be sure to go and check it out. Again, as always, that is earshot-online.com. Or just plug Earshot into your handy dandy search engine. And I tried this the other day to make sure I was right. And it is the top choice is the Earshot website. I think we're third. So, hey, not too bad.
What's second?
I don't know. I forget. You'd have to go and
it's probably some website that sells shots for your ears. Like,
what kind of shots?
I don't know. Ear infection?
I didn't give this any thought. Oh, I didn't.
I didn't give it
injections.
Any thought.
Injections?
Yeah, something.
Ear injections?
Yes. I'm going to tell you right now what comes up if you Google and what you search. The first thing is Earshot definition of Earshot by Merriam-Webster Dictionary.
Oh.
Then the Earshot 20.
What's the definition?
The distance within which someone's voice can be heard.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, that makes no difference to this show. So Google search Earshot. You'll find our Facebook page, facebook.com/earshot20. And we're also on Twitter at earshot20 is our handle. And then our email is earshot20@gmail.com. All the great ways to reach out and all the great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and give you an interview. We're approaching episode 200 and we are going to have a special guest. I'm not going to give it away. I'm not going to say anything because anytime I ever say things about things that we're going to do, I jinx it. So, but
I also feel like you can be super vague and whatever happens on that show, you can say that's what you planned all along.
That's true.
Even
that's
if it's
true.
Just you and me, we'll say the special guests this week are us.
Us, yeah. So
we're here.
We're planning
my special guest and I'm your special.
We're planning something. And just so you know, I do like to follow through on some of the claims that I make on this show. I did claim a couple weeks ago that I was going to try and get Drake. That's not the special guest, but I did make a phone call and I haven't heard back yet, but I might. So there you go. And here, this goes along because I like to do the word of the day every day in the office. Now I write it up on the whiteboard. The word of the day today was furphy, a false report or rumor, right? Furphy.
Oh.
If I said we're going to have Drake on the show, that'd be a furphy. It'd be a furphy. Anyway, we are going to start the countdown pretty quick, and we will start at number 20, make our way up. Steven is joining us again for the program, and he's going to give us some delightful music news. Some of it delightful, some of it probably not so delightful, but you know, there's always a mix.
There's some cool new records coming out to tell you
about. Everything can't be great. Yeah, there is. And it means that we'll probably hear from some of this stuff coming up on the charts, which means we'll say goodbye to some things. We do every week, and we do this week as well.
This week is pretty crazy. In the last several weeks, we've had about...
How crazy is
we've
it?
We've had anywhere between 10 and 12 debuts below the top 20, which is pretty abnormal. Usually, we might have like 5 or 6. Generally always under like 8, and so this week we only have 5 debuts below the top 20, but that means there are the result of that is that there are three debuts within our top 20, and in addition to that, four other records that are new to us, some of which Anthony correctly guessed might come into the top 20. You're 2 for 3 in the last week, so you'll find all about that in the very near future. But yeah, I mean, it kind of had to slow down at some point in time. So many new records coming our way that eventually some of them have to stick around and move into the top 20, and that happens a lot this week. Bart dropping from number 13 to number 22. White Horse, their latest EP, was on our charts, I believe, for 2 weeks. It was at number 15 last week. It's down to number 23. The Zorgs from 18 to 24. Andrew Bird at number 20 to number 34. Little Scream from 16 to 40. And the Strumbellas from number 17 to number 48. So lots of records there below the top 20 this week that were in the show last week. And there's a good chance that some of those might kind of crop back up. Lots of movement for sure. Always a possibility, but definitely seems this year there's tons and tons of stuff here happening in spring as we start to move into summer. And yeah, we'll start off with our first set here, which includes a debut. First at number 20, up from number 40, debuting last week, is Doom Squad. Total Time is their latest sophomore album. You're going to hear the lead track from that one called Who Owns Noon in Sandusky. The first of Anthony's correct picks last week. This one was almost a gimme because it debuted at 21. So you have to think that if something debuts literally one spot out of the show, it's going to make it in. It is Grays. They have a new one out called Outer Heaven. It is up to number 19, and we'll hear Blown Out from them. And then Catronata has a new album out called 99.9%. It debuts at number 18. We'll hear Breakdance Lesson number 1.
All right, here's your number 20, Doom Squad. Who Owns Noon in Sandusky? Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Thank you.
Earshot 20. Number 19.
Thank you.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was K Trinata. His latest album is called 99.9%, and it debuts at number 18 this week with a track called Breakdance Lesson, number one on our show. Gray's in the middle of that set with Blown Out, a new one from the brand new album Outer Heaven, up two spots from its debut at 21 to number 19, and rising 20 spots to number 20, debuting last week at number 40, was Doom Squad. Total Time is the name of their new latest record, sophomore release, and you heard the lead track from that album called Who Owns Noon in Sandusky.
And we're going to hear from K Trinata again later on in the program. It actually was Steven's pick, so
yeah,
he makes good picks.
Great new record. Happy to give it a couple spins this week, and we'll see where it lands next week. Pretty big debut for sure.
Yeah. All right, let's continue, and we'll move on to number 17 and 16, respectively. Steven, come up on the other side of that.
Bajubula is sticking strong in our charts after probably a couple of months now and several weeks at number one, but not for the last 4 or 5 weeks. She's at number 17, dropping from number 8. Good Advice is her latest release called Long Goodbye. That's the song you're going to hear. And then the lead track from Napi's latest is called Mixer. It comes off of the album Thought Rock Fish Scale, an album that's also been sticking around the charts for quite some time now and was at number 2 for a very long time, just below Bajubula. And this week at number 16, dropping just two spots.
Tell me again how you love me, even the days when you doubted. How many times can I run to defy it into the arms of your goodbye? When I fall, or when I lie,
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 16.
Some pretty girls and guys are here, but when I look at myself on my right, I'm wondering if I'm really here. When I talk to you, I wonder if I could ever really learn. The way you talk to you seem more likely that I'd only ever burn my fingers. The chair is hot, to the touch it lingers. The light is hot, just like the singers of our favorite bands. So I sat against the wall and leaned hard as I could into it. And I thought about the mall and some places that I'd like to pitch. Then I thought about my Jesus and meditation again. The things I have I don't need, and the things I want, what's good in them? But it's easy to understand what it is that makes me feel this way. It's not so easy to make all of my problems go away. Then again, what else is there? Another life, some other way. I really don't know what you mean. Really trying to find that out of way. The judge came to my house and he knew about my job situation. I didn't have to explain it to him. Took everything I said as insinuation. Then he looked into my eyes and said something about you're playing a game. That's when I looked a little past him, pointlessly repeating what I'd said again. That it's easy to understand what it is that makes me feel this way. It's not so easy to make all of my problems go away. Then again, what else is there? Another life, some other way. Really don't know what you mean. Really trying to find that way.
was Mixer by Nap Eyes. Their lace is called Thought Rock Fish Scale. It drops just two spots this week, holding strong at number 16. And from number 8 to 17, Bajubala and the record Good Advice on Secret City Records. You heard Long Goodbye.
Well, we're going to head to the phone line, as we do every week, some music news to chat about. It's coming all the way from Toronto, Exclaim Magazine. Stephen Karlick is there on the line with us. Stephen, how are things in the, I was going to call it the Big Apple, and that is definitely not, how are things in the Six?
The Six, yeah. The Big Smoke, Hogtown.
There you go.
It is just dandy. Things are finally getting warm.
Awesome.
And I got a hot a hot oven full of freshly baked music news.
Oh, I like that. That's good. Well, let's kick it off. And we'll start with news from Bad Bad Not Good and a new album.
Yeah. Well, you just took the news right out of my mouth, didn't you? But that's right. Yeah, it's been a few years since they released their album 3, and they now have a fourth album on the way that will act as a follow-up to last year's excellent Sour Soul collaboration with Ghostface Killah. The new album is, of course, titled 4. Although it's in Roman numerals, so you could say IV, and it'll hit digital and physical retailers on July 8th, courtesy of Innovative Leisure in the U.S. and Arts and Crafts here in Canada. The new collection was announced on May 17th with the group premiering new song Time Moves Slow on Zane Lowe's Beats One program. The track, which you can stream at exclaim.ca, features guest vocals from Future Islands frontman Sam Herring, but he's not the only guest on the new album. It will also feature Catronata, sax man Colin Stetson, rapper Mick Jenkins, and singer Charlotte Day Wilson. You can see the track list for the album at exclaim.ca, as well as what looks to be album artwork, which is pretty fun. They are all wearing towels. You can also see a number of tour dates at exclaim.ca and stream the new song.
They probably just came in. It looks sunny. They probably came in from a swim or something.
They look refreshed.
They do. They do. Well, it's something to look forward to, and I'm sure we'll hear from it here on the charts. All right, let's switch gears, and we'll flip it over to Haim. They're kicking off in a North American tour.
Yes, they are. And the we knew that this tour was coming. They're playing a number of dates, including a few Canadian ones. I myself am excited to see them at Way Home in Oro Medonte, Ontario. They're also playing Oceaga. What is the headline here is that apparently they're playing new songs, which they debuted on May 17th in Santa Ana, California. Taking the stage, the sisterly trio ran through favorites off their debut, but also gave the crowd a first live listen to some new material, including songs titled Nothing's Wrong and Give Me Just a Little of Your Love. And you can see fan shot footage of both songs in the players at exclaim.ca. The band also paid homage to Prince with a cover of one of the late singer's classics, I Would Die For You. And of course, all of this is just fueling rumors that the band's next record could be, just a few weeks away or maybe a few months away. We don't know, but going by the last month or so, it could be literally any time. You can see the rest of their concert dates at exclaim.ca and play some of the footage from those shows to get a taste of what you may hear if you're heading to Toronto, Montreal, or anywhere else to see the band on this tour.
It's something something to look forward to, and I, based on your comment earlier, you're going to the concert in Toronto?
It's not in Toronto. It's at Way Home in it's near Barrie, Ontario. It's about 2 hours from Toronto.
Okay.
But if you haven't seen Haim live, they are absolutely incredible. If you're not a fan, they will make you a fan, and if you are a fan, you'll leave even more in love. They really are incredible, so do yourself a favor if you can.
Awesome. We will round it out talking about Way Home. We've got more festival news, and that is in the way of Sudbury's Up Here.
Yes, Up Here Urban Art and Music Festival is set to return to Sudbury, Ontario this summer, bringing in more than 60 artists and 45 musicians for the weekend-long event. It'll take place from August 11th to 13th at more than 12 venues across the city, and the musical lineup has just been unveiled. It'll all kick off on August 11th with sets from Young Galaxy, Foxtrot, The Visit, New Fries, Fresh Snow, and a lot of others. August 12th will find Ocean City Defender, Mary Claire, Old Cabin, Phaedra, Duchess Says, and a whole lot more. And August 13th will feature Stars, U.S. Girls, Dilly Dally, Partner, and plenty more. So reason to head up to Sudbury, especially if you're nearby in Ontario. Maybe make a little road trip out of it.
pretty cool lineup, and you can find all that at exclaim.ca. Of course, links to the websites for these festivals and all of the music news that we're talking about. We are going to park that for a second and get back to the charts. Second hour of the program, we will be back with more music news. Right now, though, Brian's going to let you know what's coming up next.
M83 has a new one out called Junk. It's been on our charts for a few weeks. Last week at number 6, this week at number 15. You're going to hear a track called Do It, Try It, and then Lifting Cure by Winter Sleep from The Great Detachment at number 14, down 3 spots this week.
Do it. Try it.
Sure.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Lifting Cure by Winter Sleep. Their newest album on Dine Alone Records is called The Great Detachment. It drops from number 11 to number 14 and from 6 to 15 on our charts this week. MAE3, his latest album, is called Junk, and you heard Do It, Try It.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Earshot 20, Canada's national countdown show from the Campus and Community Radio Report, earshot-online.com. Check it out and check us out online as well. We'll tell you how to get the program if you want to go back and listen to any of the great music that we've played so far a little later on. We've got a few more tracks to bring you before this hour is complete, and we're going to do that right now.
All right, we're going to move into number 13, Tim Hecker. His latest album is called Love Streams. It's been on our charts for a few weeks, dropping only 3 spots this week. You're going to hear Music of the Air.
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 12.
Number 11.
It's the Earshot 20.
Re-entering the Earshot charts, that is the new EP by Solids called Else, and you heard a track from that one called Blurs. Pretty rare that we'll get an EP in there, but obviously a band that people are super into, so no big surprise to find them at number 11. Before that, number 12, Shotgun Jimmy dropping just three spots this week, Field of Trampolines, and you heard Water Walkman, Battery, Bleed. Tried to combine Walkman and Battery into a word called Watery. And Music of the Year by Tim Hecker, dropping three spots. 13 Love Streams is his latest record.
That does it for the first 10 of the top 20. If you're just tuning in, it's the Earshot 20, counting down the top 20 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. I'm Anthony Emmon, Brian Cleveland on the other side of the mic, and we do this every week. The show is recorded every week out of local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station, and we broadcast first from here every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You can also pick the program up on radioforall.net if you want to download it, or podcast through iTunes. If there's anything that you've heard that you really enjoyed and you want to go back and listen to, please go and get the program, and you can have it for your listening pleasure for the rest of your life or your device's life. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, the top 10 plus Stephen will be back with more music news, and Brian will have the lowdown. It's all coming your way shortly. Stick around.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.